and welcome to today's episode of Start Being Visible. Now, we are at the end of season two. So this podcast episode is the last episode of season two. So I am going to be doing it as a solo episode. And I want to use this opportunity to talk about a subject that I think is really important for you if you are in the career space. And this is, that topic is the five things that I believe that women need to know about making career moves. Now, what we're going to talk about today, if you haven't already listened to some of the podcasts in this season of Start Being Visible, then I would definitely recommend that you do. The following ones are very specific in relation to talking about the career space on and how you can use visibility to move forward in your career space. So check out episode 2, which is my conversation with Hannah Awanuga, who is a DEI global director at a top real estate organization. So that was episode 2, where she spoke about how she built a personal brand that benefited her employers. Also check out episode 4, which was a solo episode, where I spoke about how to leverage LinkedIn visibility for your next career move. Episode 5 with Elaine Rule, a designer Cakes of London founder. It was about how to succeed in the luxury market. But before we got into the business element of her business, we spoke about her career and rising to the top of her field as a statistician. As a Black female, something that is not very common. So that's a really good one to listen to. And then lastly, episode 8 with Avina Shah and Anjali Goodkar, which was about how to stop waiting to be noticed at work. So they're career coaches and they specialize in helping women to move up in their career. So that was a really good episode too. Those are all great episodes. In fact, the whole podcast is great to listen to. So go check out all of them, but especially those four for the career segments. Now, in today's episode, we are going to talk about, as I said, the five things women need to know about career moves. Now, I'm going to keep this relatively short because, as I said, it's the final episode for this season. And then we're going to be back with season 3 in a little bit down the line. And it's gonna take a new form and shape, which I will tell you about really soon. But for now, get your pen and paper ready if you are a pen and paper kind of person. Okay, so I'm going to keep these five things fairly short and sharp, you know. So this is not going to be a long episode at all. So and I want you to just grab what you need from it and just run, grab it and run. So it's going to be short and sharp episode. So here they are, the five things that women need to know about career moves. Number 1, go for roles that you don't feel qualified for. Going for roles that you don't feel qualified for means that you can stretch yourself. And the beautiful thing about stretching is that it gives you an opportunity to grow. Now, what you don't want to do is be stagnant in your career. You don't want to just keep making sideways move all throughout your career. You want to be making upwards move, because not only are you growing, but also your influence and your impact grows the higher up you're going in the food chain, so to speak. So making sure that one of the ways that you can do that and stretch yourself is going for roles you don't feel qualified for. Now, don't wait to apply for something where you feel like, yep, I can 100% do it. In fact, if you feel like you can 100% do that role, that's probably a sign that you shouldn't apply for it, because you probably die of boredom, you know, or you just stay the same. And what is life if we're not growing? So actively seek out roles you don't feel qualified for, which are going to stretch you beyond your current level of comfort. That is where growth lies, and that is where you're going to get to experience the best that is inside of you, because your best is still yet to come. It's not here yet. It's still yet to come. Okay, so that's number 1. Number 2, negotiate your salary. Now, always ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. Now, so many of us women, especially, we don't ask, so we don't get. We don't ask for that promotion. We don't ask for that pay rise. We don't negotiate the salary at the beginning, so we don't get. Now, what is the worst thing that can happen when you ask? You get a no. But guess what? What's the best thing that can happen when you ask? You can get a yes. And there you are, walking away with more than you would have had at the start. So don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Don't be British about asking for more. in your salary, about negotiating your salary, especially if you've been in an organization for some time and you've done a good job and you have a record of the jobs that you've done. And we'll talk about being proactive with this in just a second. And you can demonstrate the impact that you've had on the organization. You absolutely should ask for that salary increase when it comes to the performance review time, or even outside of that, depending on the circumstances. But so don't be afraid to negotiate your salary, because if you don't ask, you don't get. And a little bit on a side note, another episode you should check out if you haven't already is the episode 3 with Samantha Harmon, who is a former journalist turned style coach. And it talks about how your wardrobe impacts your income. So also dress the part, also dress the part of the income that you want to attract as well. And that leads us to number 3 of the 5 things that women need to know about career moves. And that's this: you need to be proactive for your promotion. If you are looking to get promoted, if you want to go to that next level, you can't just wait for your manager or the CEOs or the directors of the company to just feel out of the blue that, oh, yes, we should give Mildred a promotion just because she's been warm in the seat for the last 3 years or whatever. You have got to be proactive about it. You've got to seek out information relating to, okay, how do I progress up the ladder? You know, what do I need to do to make this happen? Who do I need to become to make this happen? And a key that Anjali and Ivina shared in that episode that I spoke about earlier is that you have to become it before you own it, before you step into it. So if you're looking to get a promotion to director level, then you become the director level. So you take on projects that reflect that. You show up in places that reflect that, and you become it. And then it's a natural, you then become the natural choice for that promotion when that opportunity comes. So be proactive. Don't just wait. Don't just work hard with your head down, waiting for the promotion to come your way. You have got to become proactive and make it happen for yourself. That's number 3. Okay. Number 4 of the 5 things that women need to know about career moves is you need to seek out mentors and sponsors. Now, what's the difference between a mentor and a sponsor? Good question. A mentor is somebody who basically shows you the way, advises you, points you in the right direction, so to speak, in your career. So you need a mentor. You need somebody to kind of guide you. You need someone to, as we said about the proactive thing for promotion, you need someone you can go to and say, hey, you know, how do I move up the ladder? What do I need to do? And a mentor will be a good person to share that with you. Now, a sponsor, it's somebody who has an invested interest in your growth. And by invested, it means that they want to see you win. And they don't only want to see you win as your mentor, they want to see you win, and they believe that you're capable of going to that next level. Therefore, they are speaking about you in rooms that you don't yet have access to. So a sponsor, for example, could be in a boardroom and suggest that you are the right person to take on whatever project that has been just announced, because they believe in your potential, even if other people haven't yet seen that side of you. A sponsor, as they say, is that person who speaks your name in rooms where you're not in. So you want to have a sponsor. You want to get yourself a sponsor. Now, how do you seek out mentors and sponsors? First thing is ask. Ask. Look for people that you admire, whether it's in your current organization or outside, or people that are in roles that you aspire to, whether in your current organization or outside, and ask them. Ask them the mentor part, sponsorship. A sponsor usually develops over time. So unless you already have a good relationship with someone, it doesn't happen as often that someone immediately becomes your sponsor of one coffee meeting. But if they start off as your mentor and over time, they see the potential and you've demonstrated that you have that spark or whatever it is, then they would happily become your sponsor, even without you asking them. You know, so this is essentially, they take on that role of helping you move forward in your career. But the first thing to do is to ask. Ask and you shall be given, it says in the Bible. Okay, the last thing of the 5 things that women need to know about career moves is that you must build your personal brand. you're thinking, Mildred, I don't need a personal brand because I'm not a business person. I don't have something to sell or whatever. But guess what? You are in the business of you. You are in the business of selling you. And it's easier to sell you when you have a particular brand that you're known for. So now, how do you build your personal brand? You build your personal brand first by starting internally with a mission statement for yourself of what do I want to be known for? And then you want to start being visible about it inside your organization and outside your organization. So in work and outside of work. How are you visible in work? You attend the right meetings. You go to the right socials. You speak to the right people. You interact. And this isn't to say that you don't talk to anybody who's not going to get you somewhere. No, that is not ever anything I would advocate for. You've got to be kind to everybody. You got to love everybody, right? You know, but you need to know that meetings and promotions and jobs and all of that are happening through relationships. This is the hidden job market, you know. So before the job is advertised, in many cases, there's already somebody in mind for that role because they've been visible in the right ways. So you need to figure out, where do I need to be visible? What projects do I need to raise my hands for at work? In meetings, make sure that you're contributing and that your views are heard, you know, and that regardless of how difficult it is, you know, be visible at work and then be visible off work. LinkedIn is a fantastic platform to be visible off work. Build your personal brand on LinkedIn. Show up with content, write posts around your field, around what you do. Let that be seen. Connect with your colleagues on LinkedIn. And also, just by showing up there and then maybe take on opportunities, any opportunity you can get speaking wise, take it, you know, take it, speak, because that exposes you to new audience. And it also helps you to refine your message for your brand as well. But all of this helps you to become visible. And the more visible you are, and the more you build that personal brand, the more you are going to advance your career in the long run and in the short term as well. So that is the last of the five things that women need to know. So number one, go for roles you don't feel qualified for. Number two, negotiate your salary. Number three, be proactive for your promotion. Number four, seek out mentors and sponsors. Number five, be visible and build your personal brand. I would love to know which one of those that you feel you could do more of. And if there's anything that you want to add to the list as well, drop me a message on LinkedIn, connect with me on LinkedIn, or drop me an email at info@mildredtalabi.com and let me know your thoughts from this session. But I did tell you it was going to be a short and sweet and sharp one. And that's it. We are at the end of this session for season 10. We will get to season 10, but for now, this is season 2, episode 10 of Start Being Visible, and it is a wrap for this season. I thank you so much for tuning in, for all the ones that you have tuned in for live or on the podcast, and for every guest that I've had on this episode. It has been awesome. Now, as I hinted at the beginning, season 3 is going to look and sound very different, but I am going to tell you more about that shortly. If we're not already connected on LinkedIn, please go and find me on there, because that's where you'll find out more before it makes it to the podcast. And also on my mailing list, I have a VIP mailing list for visible women who want to be visible, which goes out every Monday. I have a newsletter that goes out called the Visible Woman Newsletter. So things about personal branding, about business, about success, all of that kind of stuff. And being a whole-rounded, holistic individual. If you would like to get onto that list and receive news, first hot off the press news when I'm ready to share with you news about season 3, then go to startbeingvisible.com/newsletter to sign up for that. The very final thing that I want to say, if you don't already know, there is a book that is an excellent accompaniment to this podcast, and that is my book, Start Being Visible. Now, this is the ultimate playbook for how to use LinkedIn to build your personal brand in order to advance your career or your business, and basically how to be visible. The message and the mandate I have for you is to start being visible. And if your response is, Mildred, how do I start? Then that is the book for you. If your response is, Mildred, I've already started, but I'm not sure it's working well enough, that is the book for you. If your response is, Mildred, I've started, I'm doing good, but I could use a strategy and I could use a lot more knowledge, I guess, and tips and insights on how I can take it to the next level, that is the book for you. So go and grab a copy of my book, Start Being Visible. You can find it on Amazon, or you can grab it from my website, a signed copy at startbeingvisible.com/book. That's startbeingvisible.com/book. So that is it for this episode of Start Being Visible and for this season two of Start Being Visible. So we will be back in about a few weeks or so with season three, while we do some changing of furniture behind the scenes and all of that. But you will absolutely love it. And I've got that announcement for you. So please do join me on LinkedIn on my newsletter and pick up that copy of the book, and I will keep you posted. So that's it for now. Take care. Whatever you do, I want you to make it your mission to get out of those shadows and step into the limelight in your own work life. In other words, start being visible. Take care.